Welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. This is a special segment. It's called Awkward AF, and it's all about conversations around learning experiences because some of them, yeah, they're awkward AF. What is up? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Awkward AF. This is a special segment where myself and an awesome guest co-host have just a real and entertaining conversation around our own awkward life experiences. I'm Case Kenny. You know who I am. I'm back again with Alexis, round two for Awkward AF. What's up?
What's up? I'm a little jet lagged today, but yeah, back and ready to rock and roll.
Where were you?
I was in Rhode Island, my hometown. It was a lot of fun. I was there for maybe 18 hours or so. Got to see my kitty. Got to see my dog.
Fun fact, Alexis is the only person from Rhode Island that I know.
So, it's a very small state. Yeah. There's population two, yeah, so I'm one of two.
It was a bucket list thing for me, so I appreciate you. Cool. Yeah, so we've got a good show for you. I always say that. A good show, a fun show, an exciting show. But we talked about this one beforehand, outlined some things, and I think it's really in line with, honestly, things that I talk a lot about. I've talked a lot about before the fact that I'm really impatient, but I also talk about the fact that you need to be patient. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite, I suppose. But the theme for today is the fact that you need to stop waiting to be who you already are, that you need to stop being so patient, honestly, when it comes to just being the awesome human who you want to be, because you already have a lot of that inside of you. You need to stop waiting. There's not going to be a big moment, a big epiphany. It's going to be built on all these little things. It's going to be built on acting, on being honestly a little bit impulsive and just generally impatient. So we're going to talk about that. We've got some good ideas. We've got some awkward stories, some funny stories. But I think just across the board, you know, I mean, being impatient has served both of us well. Yes,
absolutely. But when it comes to who you are, I definitely think being impatient is the absolute best route to take, because I don't think we should be patient about why we're becoming who we're becoming.
Yep. Yeah. I think like the we were talking about this before. We talk about the law of attraction here and the fact that the longer we wait, the more we wait. Essentially, we're just rejecting ourselves. You know, we're slowing the process of just really coming into our own, showing other people, showing ourselves who we really are. And the more that we do that, the more that we wait, I think the longer it ultimately takes to get to where you want to be.
And surrounded by the people that you want to be surrounded by, because you attract who you are. So if you're low energy, if you're unsure, if you're trying to fake things, then you're going to attract the same exact thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the you know, patience certainly is a virtue. Patience is great in certain things. But when it comes to being the person that you want to be, I'm talking characteristics like confidence and self-esteem and just vision and passion and purpose, like things that aren't really quantifiable, like success or something that you're creating, you have to be a little bit impatient. And I think a lot of the times we just assume that we need more time, or not to be too pessimistic, that we have more time. We don't always have time.
It's really a crazy world.
But we'll sweep that under the rug because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But let's talk, like, we think we need more time. We think that, oh, you know, I need a couple more years before I'm comfortable to do this thing, or I need more experience under my belt before I can even start thinking about doing this thing or having that conversation.
But we don't really know until we try. So
exactly. Exactly.
It's like I took the words right out of your mouth.
There it is. So that's the theme. I think just like in a nutshell, Alexis wants to encourage you to have a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. And in the context of just being a dope human being, there's no pressure. There's no pressure. There's no judgment. There's no finish line. Mm-hmm. So just to be more enthusiastic and have that sense of urgency, that's what we need. And I think within the context of this episode, we have a couple stories, just ideas here, and it's about forcing ourselves to just move in a direction. It could be a direction we don't know where it'll lead us, but we're just moving there. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. It's about being enthusiastic, about having that sense of urgency, but just being an impatient person.
And those impatient tendencies also kind of have to do with, I think, making choices. For me, at least, I know that's making a choice towards something. So I'm not as impatient, or I'm actually working towards something that I believe in or that's right to me. I don't know. I've heard of this 5-second rule before by Mel Robbins.
So I like this, and it's funny that you brought up the 5-second rule. I've talked on the show before about like the Case Kenny 30-second rule, but apparently I'm just plagiarizing Mel's 5-second rule.
I was thinking about
that. Maybe I'm just like a slow learner, and 30 seconds is like more appropriate to how I act. Case is like a little bit slower. He needs 30 seconds, and Mel's over here just ripping through stuff in 5 seconds. Anyway, so let's talk about this. So the 5-second rule, kind of similar to what I said with the 30-second rule, where my idea was just if you have an idea pop into your head, within 30 seconds of it popping in the head, do something about it. Mel, much better resume than myself, much more of an eloquent speaker, says, if you have an impulse to act on a goal, you must physically move into action within 5 seconds. 5 seconds, or our brain will kill the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the science behind that, but I think that's pretty freaking accurate. I know myself, if I don't act on something fast, it's gone. And not just gone, but like I'm much less likely to push myself to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of things fast, like impulsively. It's how I've justified a lot of stupid things.
But why do you do that? I think that's like digging a little bit more into it. It's based off emotion. I think that's why 5 seconds is a lot more effective than 30 seconds, because our emotions last, they come and go. It's super quick. And from there, if you don't act on that emotion, happy, sad, scared, impulsive at the club, whatever it may be, it's just
100%. I think, the 5-second rule within the context of this show about just moving yourself to be awesome is just about, if you have something pop into your head, an emotion, an idea, a cheesy pickup line, you should do it. And what I'm referencing there was something that we were talking about earlier. We're talking about, okay, so like, what's an example where you acted impulsively and maybe it was kind of stupid and maybe a little bit awkward, but ultimately it fell in line with this. And I was telling Alexis that, I went out this past weekend as a normal person as per usual, ended up at the club in Chicago, Studio Paris. Just wanted to dance with the boys.
Just like
you know that feeling. So like we had like a table or whatever, and my friend was like, yo, okay, so like we should go grab some girls. Like, dude, we don't need girls. I just want to dance, man. But he's like, all right, let's go girls. I was like, fine, dude. Apparently I was the ringleader. So we're walking up the girls, and like, this sounds all very sketchy, but like, we were just trying to get people to come and like hang out with us, whatever.
This is your way of socializing.
This is how I socialize. Yeah. And, basically I just walked, I had this thing where I really like the quote Airplane, the movie Airplane from like the 80s or 90s, really funny movie, but there's this line in it, that I repeat all the time. And I just walked up to this girl. I was like, hey, excuse me, do you like movies about gladiators? And she's like, what? Like, do you like movies about gladiators? And she's like, what? Anyway, totally flopped. She was like, get the fuck out of my face. I was like, all right, bye. Anyway, I thought it was funny. It was the first thing that popped into my head. I'm never one to be like, hello, darling. Like, let me get you.
Let me court you.
It's freaking stupid. I just wanted to be funny. And again, I just wanted to dance. So I said that. Anyway, really silly example. But like, that was the first thing that popped into my head. I mean, admittedly, I was a little nervous to say it because it's a stupid thing to say, but I just did it. And like,
that showed the most, well, corny, but the most authentic you, because you just want to come up with gladiators. Like, that would definitely not be a topic I would come up with,
right,
talking to someone else. But gladiators came into your head. You liked airplanes. I don't know if you were feeling like airplane. I don't know.
I've got a whole list of other funny things that I say all the time, and that was the first one that popped into my head.
Yeah,
it's a silly example, but I think like the rule, I think, is awesome, because it encourages immediate action. The mm-hmm. first thought, the first feeling you have when faced with an opportunity, an event, a person, you know, that's your most authentic you, which is a little concerning if that's my most authentic me, but we'll move that aside.
Well, we learned something new about you.
Yeah,
so. And you learned something new about yourself.
About gladiators. There you go. I love movies about gladiators. Anyway, so that's silly. But so that was one example. And then a little bit more serious. But today, you know, to keep things really timely, today is Thursday. This is released tomorrow. I was at the office today for a long time, from 8 until 5. Doesn't sound that long, but I was in one room from 8 until 5. We had this like executive summit with all of our C-suite people, COO, CRO, whatever. And I was in the room with all of them. We were talking about all these different aspects of our business. And I just remember, you know, thinking back to last year, call it last year, being in that same room with the same people and not saying a word, because I would sit there and be like, hey, like, these people are really senior. They're all much older than me. I don't really have the right to be inputting my opinion, because I only have 6 years experience in this industry, in this sales role. Like, I need a little bit more to add value to this conversation. And today was way different. I was a chatty Cathy and like probably wouldn't shut up, and people probably wanted me to leave, and I had a lot of coffee and it was great, but I talked a lot, and honestly, I hope it was valuable, but it was really in line with this idea of urgency. Like, not only is the 5 second rule encourage you to act, but then the whole idea of just speaking and having your voice be heard or taking action is it brings experiences into your life so that you do have valuable things to say or do. And just from this experience, like, I'm much more comfortable, confident. I have opinions that make sense. So just like from that experience alone, like, I think it like, I don't want to sit around anymore. I don't want to wait 2 years before I think that I'm ready to talk to a CEO or CRO. That's silly. Like, I'm ready right now. I might not be 100% ready, but I'm 50% ready. And that's enough for me. And I can have those conversations. And
but
I'm sure
if you weren't ready for who you were supposed to be, then you probably would have been passive. You probably just would have allowed whatever to come your way. And you would have been kind of groggy and not enthusiastic, and it wouldn't have been fun. And then you would have been dreading the meetings all day, and you actually came to yourself and your personality, and you made it a lot more fun. And that's right. Probably why you've done so well in your job, because you are known as kind of the
let's rephrase that.
Company jokester,
make me a bicycle clown. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could rephrase that a little bit, but I honestly agree with you. Like, I have enthusiasm for learning, mm-hmm. and that portrays itself in being really impatient. And I can't say if you're listening that you need to be this way. I think you should, but not everyone's like enthusiastic about things. It's a personality difference. It's a lean forward, lean back thing. So if you're sitting there and you're like, this is good advice, but like, I just can't see myself like pushing myself to do this. I think there's people who are like, you know, we go through life making decisions with just kind of medium amount of enthusiasm. We're kind of passive and we just take whatever life throws our way. We need to find a way to make ourselves more enthusiastic. And I don't have a great solution. I think the 5 second rule is a great way to force yourself to do that.
I do kind of have a game that I heard about one time. Okay, so try to roll with me right here. So whenever someone says, I'll say a series of a couple of random words. We did not go over this before. So when I say these random words, what is the first thing that comes to mind, or what is the first word that comes to mind for you?
Little word association. Okay.
I don't know. I'll just show your personality, how you think, where you are. Okay, here we go. Okay, ready? First one. Cooking.
Don't. Or Chipotle. No cooking.
Language.
Chinese.
Oh, is that when just you went to China? See, I would have thought of Portuguese because
of my background, but it's like,
okay. Right. Did you just say something in Chinese?
Mukli, Indian. If anyone's listening, I'm going to be super embarrassed. Yeah, because I took Chinese. Yeah, so, okay. What's one for you? Pineapple. I'm staring
creepy.
At a pineapple.
Creepy. I'm looking around your apartment right now, and there's about 50 different colored pineapples.
Too many pineapples.
So creepy. Before I would have said juicy, but now I say creepy.
ceramic pineapples.
You kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, well, that's a cool exercise. I think, yeah, so that's cool. I mean, like, you think about the 5 second rule. You think about whatever pops into your head. Some people are kind of immune to what pops into their head. You're so used to blocking it. I think that exercise, while silly, is you something always pops into your head. We might block it naturally, but I think if you just kind of loosen up, a little loosey goose, like, you can
tap
into
that. Have a glass of wine, let it just kind of flow.
Or a little pre-workout.
There you
go. Like, just go, we're not encouraging substance use or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you, whatever, there's a way to tap into your head and listen to what you're saying. And the fact that we have these reactions to words or people or things is a reflection of that. So if your reaction, everything that we just said is, I don't know, man, I nothing really pops into my head, or I'm not getting any vibrations, I think you need to try a little bit harder. Like, maybe do a word association just to prove to yourself that if you see something, hear something, see someone, like, there's an immediate reaction. And when it comes to an opportunity to progress yourself, some aspect of your life, there is an immediate reaction to things, and you should chase that if you can, right? And I'm talking little things right here, right? These are little silly things we're talking about, but I think this applies to much larger things, right?
Yeah, but we just created a space for it to be fun, for it to be open and open-minded. And I think the space that we're in a lot of the times is really important for creating that. So if you're at the club and that that environment allows you to be loose and think freely, then awesome. Put yourself in that space.
Step one.
For me, sometimes it's to be at the gym and I just need to be loose and be in that space. And that's what makes me comfortable. Yes. So it you'll never fully be ready to expose yourself to who you really are, in my opinion. And I have found myself to realize a lot of things about me when I'm in environments that are most comfortable or actually most uncomfortable.
Let's talk about that. So I think that's really good. That's like a headline right there. Like, you'll never be ready, right? These are silly little examples. You'll never be ready to make a fool out of yourself at the club, whatever. Let's talk about like big life decisions. Like, you'll never be ready to move, to get married, to quit your job, things like big things. Like, you're never going to be ready for those things, but you need to have a little bit of a sense of urgency to test those waters to see if you are. And Alexis is great. You're great. I'm referring you to third person now, but like, let's talk about your experience here, because I don't have this experience. I'm in the corporate world. I work for the man, but you don't. Talk a little bit of just like quick background and like, what was your mindset when you left?
This is great, actually, because I got a couple DMs from last week and, you know, what started my pursuit into where I am today and whatnot. And one of the catalysts to that was quitting my corporate job. And I realized after I was in my corporate job, I relocated for it about 14 hours away from home. And I started, and 2 weeks in, I was like, oh my gosh, is this everything I worked for the past 16 years? And I realized it wasn't me, but I committed myself to it for 12 months. I had to stick through it. And towards the end of that, I was working on just different crazy miscellaneous activities, businesses. I started so many different things. I created so many different business plans to go towards what I wanted to do or what I thought brought me happiness. And at the end of those 14 months, I actually went to my boss and I left my job. It was before I told anyone. I made the decision by myself as an executive decision. And I didn't 110% feel ready, but it was 75%. And that was enough for me to go and pursue, just kind of like jump off a cliff and really learn to fly on the way down. And I have a really good quote that I love to associate with this that really carried me through the whole journey, actually. And it's by Richard Branson. And it's, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure you could do it yet, say yes, and then learn how to do it later. So hop on the spaceship, hop on the plane, and take a seat, strap in.
Yeah, I think, honestly. I mean, I think that's so true. And like, obviously, I don't have the perspective from like quitting my job and like working full time on the podcast or something like that. I've quit many jobs. And I think the like biggest thing that prevents you from, you know, from not realizing that you'll never be ready is just overthinking things. Mm-hmm. I think for sure. I think it's being a worst case scenario kind of person. So if we're talking here about being impatient and we're talking about impediments to actually receiving the benefits of being impatient, I think you need to have, I say it in every show, but a glass half full mentality towards, mm-hmm. you know, not, well, what if, to, well, what if, like, that's absolutely. Like that. I think the kind of mentality that you need to have. And again, I don't have experience here with quitting my 9-to-5 to do something big and bold like work on pursuit or new mindset. I don't have it yet. But like, how did you prevent yourself from just like thinking yourself in circles? Because I talk to people all the time that are like, I'm not happy with this. And I usually encourage them to quit. But
don't really know what that looks like. But I don't.
So like, how did you do it? How did you prevent yourself from just like thinking yourself into the ground?
Well, after the first 2 weeks, I realized I didn't really care for it. The next 14 months, I worked on so many different things that, again, brought me happiness and that I was curious about. And so after that, I built up so many things. I succeeded in many of those side jobs, side endeavors. And after that, I kind of came around to being like, I can do this full time once I'm able to commit a 9-to-5 to me instead of a 9-to-5 in a corporate setting. But that was a huge leap of faith that I took.
Yeah. I think I was talking to someone the other day. I was talking to someone about, you know, she was like thinking about moving. And I was like, well, why don't you do it? And she said that, you know, how, like, she didn't want to do it and then realize that she made the wrong decision. And I was like, okay, but there, you just said it, like, you'll realize if you made the wrong decision. And then you can make another decision.
Or you could just move back if you feel like, if you want, especially moving somewhere. Like, I've made a couple impulse decisions where one of the times I was trying out for Ultra Angels, you know, the music festival. I know you like EDM. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I wanted to try out for it. I was like, oh, you know, I've been a gymnast my whole life, not really a dancer. And these Ultra Angels competitions. It was coming up for auditions, and it was 3 weeks out. And again, I don't really have a dance background. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of curious to do that. So I just bought a plane ticket and I booked it. And then for the next 3 weeks, I practiced it and I tried it. The whole time I was so excited, so happy. But again, to the point, I took a leap of faith and I was like, this is what seems to be me right now. So I'm going to go pursue that. And if it doesn't work, awesome. I could just go back home with an experience. But if it does work, I learned something
new.
And
freaking awesome. What happened? Finish it.
I made top 10. I made it through four rounds of eliminations, and all these girls were professional dancers, and they asked me where I danced and how long. And I just kind of brushed into a casual thing.
That's freaking awesome. That's so cool. I mean, I think to like kind of wrap up, I mean, I think the point from the big, we'll do the big things, get back to little things and close. I think like big things wise is like, trust yourself enough to make some kind of decision right now in the present. And if you're worried about like, oh, how will I know if I made the right decision in the future, or maybe it was the wrong decision in the future, I think the same way that you're trusting yourself right now to make a decision, you need to trust yourself down the line that you'll realize if it's right or wrong. And then to your point, you can go back, you can go somewhere else. Like, you have that ability. Like, mm-hmm. quitting your job, I've quit several jobs, moved to other jobs, but quitting your jobs is scary. But I did it left and right real fast because I knew that if I hopped in a new job and it wasn't right, I can go somewhere else. It's fear of leaving what you had behind, sure, but like, I'm just so adamant for new perspective that like it overrides fear of moving something behind. And not everyone's the same way, mm-hmm. but I think what I do have that everyone can have is just enthusiasm for finding that out. I have like FOMO, personal FOMO, like FOMO of Case Kenny not going to realize something unless I try it myself. And then just the confidence to know that I'm aware enough to realize if it was right or wrong.
And what was the first time looking? What did the first time look like? Because I feel like the first time is always the hardest, but we need to do those small things to gain the confidence to be able to do more. So what was that first time you quit look like?
I mean, I quit my first agency job here in Chicago, and it was really terrifying because this was in 2010 or 11, and it was tough to get a job then, reasonably, mm-hmm. and like it took so much effort to get that job. To quit that job, I was like, well, man, it took me a year to get this job, interviewing all this stuff, and then to leave that behind.
Did you have something lined up, or
I had an offer and a pay bump, and it was great, but like, you're still leaving something behind, and absolutely. Who knows if the company that I went to was gonna collapse and fold. And then it was the same when I quit that and moved into sales. Like, that's a big bump. Like, I don't know anything about sales. Like, I could be horrible and I could just get fired. Like, I'm leaving behind an easy job that paid me, you know, nice money. Mm-hmm. But
what made you want to go to that next step, though? Because again, becoming who you were you not happy with where you were at? Or you were like, oh, I'm curious about the skill. What did that look like towards?
It was enthusiasm and curiosity. And mm-hmm. I think people might like, oh, that's kind of nearsighted. You're just kind of being impulsive and acting on your curiosities. But when you're 33, I still think even 33, I think you should still listen to that, because otherwise you're going to settle for something, and that's great if you're comfortable. But again, say it every episode, I don't want to be 60 or 70 and look back and be like, ah, you know, I had so much more opportunity if I had just been a little bit more spontaneous, impulsive, impatient, any of those words. I think it just brings really good things in your life.
And you have better stories after, even if you...
I have so many better stories.
They're so much more funny. And you can say, hey, I did this one time. And then your grandkids are going to be looking at you and be like, wow, you're such a cool grandfather.
There you go.
Be like, I'm the cool G-pa.
If nothing, wow. You'll at least have cool stories and you'll be entertaining at at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming up. So maybe that'll be good. Cool. All right. So let's wrap it up. We hit 24 minutes. Yeah. So I think that was great. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think we just want to encourage you to just act, take the 5-second rule to heart, go to the club, ask about movies about gladiators, whatever pops in your head, do your thing. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. So that's it for the show. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at case.kenny.
And follow me at Alexis Quateria. We'll put it in the show notes.
Cool. That's it. So until next episode, we're out.